Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, all righty.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterny's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Sterny's Daily brought to you by the tropical tequila drink here at the Raven Tower. It's where we're at.
That's actually accurate.
Yeah, it is. It is. Come on out and hang out. This is a tremendous place right next to, by the way, not in place of. I thought that somebody may have purchased White Oak Music Venue and turned it into the Raven Tower. I always associated the old tower that I see here as part of White Oak, and it's not. It is the Raven Tower. We're right next door. For those of y'all that may say, I'm not real familiar with that place. Well, if you know Christian's Tailgate, you know all those locations, sports bars around the city. I'm a big fan, a tremendous atmosphere. We're in the same family here, same owner. And so you get the vibe, a little outdoor, big TV outdoors there. There's an indoor area with a big bar, all the drinks you could possibly want. And the food truck has arrived, Ron. The food truck has arrived, and it's a barbecue food truck, but it's not just barbecue. They got steaks. They got chicken. They've got salmon. They've got boudin. They got a little bit of everything out there, so they're firing up the food truck. So I'm going to get me a little grub here before too long. But all y'all, come on out and hang. We will be here till 6, but there's no doubt about it. This place is absolutely a spot that will be rocking. It'll be rocking all night long, so come on through and hang out when you get the time. You will not be disappointed. Ron, this is obviously a big game for the Texans, clearly. Every game when you drop to 2-4, when you climb to 3-4, when you got another opportunity to get to 500 here, it's a big game. Not to mention, we hadn't talked much about it, you get to 500 with Jacksonville and Tennessee coming down the pike. I mean, this could not only be a big win and a get back in the conversation in the AFC win, but it puts you in prime position to get to 6-4. Yeah. I mean, get to 6-4 with two division wins back to back and be in a really, really good spot and quiet a lot of the critics, which clearly has gotten under their skin over there at NRG Stadium. And so handle your business, D'Amico. Handle your business this week, and a lot of the negativity will disappear, at least from folks that know what the hell they're talking about. Right now, you've earned every bit of the negativity, and we'll see if they can climb out from underneath it, man. This is a big week, monster week. All right, it's a big week for a lot of guys. C.J. Stroud starts with C.J. Stroud, starts with Nick Cayley, no doubt about it. We've talked about those guys until we're blue in the face. I do want to spend a little bit of time here, Ron, talking about a couple of other guys on the offensive side of the football. And if you've got anybody to add, let me know. But these are guys to me that it's time, right? It's time in the 2025 season I'm personally through with talking about installing an offense. I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear about, hey, man, we're trying to try, you know, a rookie play caller. You know, I don't want to hear about all that. It's time to put up or shut up, and I think these guys are they're in position to be expected to make a difference. And it starts with not C.J. Stroud, but the other main communicator on this offense, and that's Jake Andrews, the center. Mm. He was a guy that they brought in here. They handed him – they Kamari Lassiter'd his ass. They gave him the job. They said, you're going to be the starting job. They talk about competition. That's fine. Jake Andrews was given this job. He had familiarity and a history with Cole Popovich. He had familiarity and history with Nick Caley. He had familiarity and history with Nick Caserio. They brought him in here. They gave him the job, and he was expected to make a big-time difference. Hey, you know the offense. You communicate better. You can clean up some of the communication issues from last year. Well – This is a defense in the Denver Broncos that depend on confusing you up front. You are an offense in the Houston Texans that have had a major problem, not for 1 year, but for 2 years, if we're being honest, of filtering out what the hell's going on up front, picking up the rush and allowing your quarterback to get comfortable and make plays versus better opponents. Jake Andrews has got to get this communication thing figured out. Jake Andrews has got to figure out when they crowd the line of scrimmage, when they walk two linebackers up in the A-gap, or they cover every offensive lineman with a down. This is a 3-4 defense, so you can cover every offensive line at ease with a real pass rusher. And when they rock safeties and threaten one side of the ball or the other, hey, man, Jake Andrews has got to get this thing figured out. We talk a lot about CJ, and CJ does too. But right now I'm focused in on Jake Andrews. He's got to be great in communication, and great in communication particularly, Ron, when they crowd the line of scrimmage. So I just think this is a game where Jake Andrews has to be a difference maker. It's no more about, well, everybody just needs to do their job. Now, Jake Andrews needs to show up and be a big reason why they figured this pass rush issue out.
It's the biggest thing they got to figure out across the board is that offensive line. He leads it, and everybody's got an issue. At the edges, the inside,
yep.
Zach Allen from all the guys that they have that can rush the passer, that's got to be the big thing in the game.
Well, as I mentioned, it's a 3-4 front. So the ability to, one, you're always going to – like Jake Andrews is always – he's never going to be uncovered. Right, when you're facing a 4-3, a lot of times you're uncovered or you got a shade and a guard next to you is uncovered. The reality is here with Jake Andrews in a 3-4 front with an aggressive style defense, that you're going to have a player touching you to where in a shade or a head up nose every snap this game. So you're not going to have a snap off. You're not going to have a day off. You're not going to have a series off. It's just a different approach when it's 3-4. And one of their go-tos is to cover all five offensive linemen. So Jake's going to have to work a little harder. It's going to be a little different look for him. And the communication piece is big, as well as, you know, obviously he's going to have to work a little bit harder versus this front. The other guy on the offensive line, I think this is a big week, Ron. I'm vested here. This is one I want to see, and I hope works out. Tytus Howard, I'm a big fan of Tytus Howard. I want to see Tytus Howard work out. I want to see Tytus Howard prove a lot of folks wrong that he is a top-tier talent at the tackle position in this league, and this is going to be an opportunity for him to show that. Can Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryan, can they depend on Tytus Howard being put on an island with whatever pass rusher they bring his way? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's an edge, if it's an outside linebacker, doesn't matter who it is. Can you trust, hey, he's going to take care of whoever is to the front side of the quarterback, whoever's to the right side of our offense, Tytus Howard is going to take care of, and he's going to be worth every penny that we're paying him. And that is, I'll be honest with you, I expect it to happen. Is he going to get beat from time to time? Yeah, sure he is. I mean, he's not Laremy Tunsil. But at the end of the day, can he hold his own over there on an island and not be a tackle that needs help? Can Nick Caley free up a bit and go, I don't have to help both of my tackles for four quarters and able to have to generate some level of a pass game? And so this is a big one for Tytus Howard, man. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Clint, it is so enormous for Nick Caley if he can depend on his best offensive lineman to hold up his spot, because there are going to be other areas where you're like, man, you look at the matchups and you're like, Nick Benito versus Ariante Ursary, that doesn't feel like a great matchup.
Yep.
Zach Allen and their guys on the inside versus you know, Tomlinson and Scruggs, however they do that, Andrews, and that interior that they would be going up against. You know, Ed has had a great year, but still, you don't love that. The one place you can hope to say, all right, we can handle this, is out here with Titus Howard, that he doesn't force us to have to help him, doesn't force us to have to deal with him and him be issues, because we already know we probably have potential things we gotta be ready for going into it. So it's huge for him.
Yeah, monster week for a couple of Texans players not named C.J. Stroud. Jake Andrews, the center, he's got to communicate. He's gonna have a 3-4 defense. He's gonna have a nose to some degree over him. So physically and mentally, he's got to figure this thing out and have a top tier game. Titus Howard at that right tackle position. Look, it's gonna be damn near impossible for Nick Caley to do what he needs to do if he's constantly having to figure out ways to help both tackles.
Yes.
While the inside's getting destroyed with the players that Denver has inside as well. This is the way this thing has to work out. If Nick Caley is going to have a chance to be a factor in this game, if C.J. Stroud's going to have a chance, Titus Howard's got to be able to – they got to have faith and confidence in putting Titus Howard on an island and letting him block one-on-one. They got to live with whatever goes on inside. There's going to get pushed. The pocket's going to collapse from the inside at times. And then Nick Caley's got to dedicate some resources to the other tackle, Ariante Ursary, because he's going to need it. He's a rookie. It's only fair. He needs it.
You have to have that built into the game plan right away anyway.
It's got to happen. And last but not least, Ron, this is a big one for me. And a lot of folks will be like, well, duh. I mean, obviously. Look, man, this is a game where your studs have to be studs. And there just ain't very many of them on the offensive side of the football. And for me, this is a game where we've got to be able to feel that Nico Collins is out there. And I'm not talking randomly within the scheme, within the system, whenever the progression, the read takes him there, we're going to throw him the 10-yard out route, or we're going to throw him the 16 to 18-yard dig route.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking Nico Collins has to be the answer early and often. And here's why. This team's going to play a lot of man. We've heard for years, three years now, where, boy, this is a cover two or a quarters league. This is a league where, man, they're just going to keep two safeties on the shelf top, and keep everything in front of them, man. This is that ain't going to be the case this week. You're going to get some man-to-man opportunities, and in those opportunities, Nico Collins – and Christian Kirk, but Nico Collins has to be an absolute monster. This has to be one of those games where Nico proves that he's a top 10, top 5 receiver in this league. Is he a guy that can do some similar things to Ja'Marr Chase? Is he a guy that can do some similar things to Justin Jefferson? Can he do some Mike Evans things? Can he come in here and take over a game and give your squad a better chance of winning?
Well, so, we've seen Nico take over. I mean, we've seen him have huge games. We've seen it before.
Yeah, we've seen it. We need it. You know, we've seen it. We've seen it before. It's been a minute since we've seen one of those monster games. I mean, look, folks can go out there and talk about the Baltimore game if you want to. I'm not. I mean, that was a good game, but
they
it doesn't,
had 50 yards.
Doesn't do much for me.
That's not.
I'm not talking about a game where there's nine guys getting catches. I'm talking about a game where it's tough sledding and one guy's better than everybody else on the field. It's Nico Collins.